Saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Bringing out that amazing chicken. Good stuff.
Amazing chicken.
Very tender.
Very tender. It's very tasty. I love it. It's good for you. And then I had one of the ribs. So once we went ahead and broke it.
Yeah, you broke it. You broke the...
Got one of those down. Ribs. You're fantastic.
A couple things. Roger, you mentioned you're going to be at Oaklawn tonight for comedy night.
The 7 o'clock gets it all started. $5 will get you in the door. $10 will get you a seat at a table. But if you... $5, you can just put the beer between your legs and sit there. You don't need the table. It's up to you.
And,
it's up to you.
So you got that tonight. Yeah. I'm actually speaking. I got to hightail it out of here. I'm speaking to the Benton and Bryant Salt Bowl Luncheon today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give a little inspirational few-minute speech to them and try not to take too long.
You won't be eating.
No, I'm full now.
You don't need to.
I am fat and happy.
Are they having the Benton Bryant Salt Boat Chicken Fry? Are they doing that today? They're not doing that.
I don't know.
And then tomorrow we'll be back at Oaklawn again for a mainline trivia as well.
And we'll be on the road in Conway tomorrow at Luxury Pull and Spa.
Luxury Pull and Spa Friday. We'll be at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in beautiful downtown crime-free Sherwood.
Get close. Football season gets underway. Pretty much, Justin, what is today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I mentioned yesterday, UCA will play Thursday night, so you got games now. This is 0 week. You got games this weekend like USC's playing, North Carolina's playing. Who in Ireland? Who are they playing? North Carolina.
TCU.
North Carolina, TCU, yeah. There are a lot of people out here, Roger. We've probably got 25, 30 people out here on this patio. You see Scott Wineski over there.
Who brought me my peppers there. Look at that there. Well, I'm telling you right now, fellas, this right here, he wrinkles his nose at it because, you know.
So, Justin.
Such a great
Justin,
smell.
You're too young to know, remember this, but I'm sure you've seen it. And, by the way, Brad Taylor is here with us, as well as Christian Thompson, who's with Arkansas Tech. What's your official title, Christian, with Arkansas Tech?
I work in the foundation, and I am the director of athletic enhancement.
Yeah, football gets started with, bless you.
Smelling those peppers.
Football gets started when? For you guys, are you this weekend?
September 3rd is going to be our first game next Thursday.
Gotcha.
And we had our showcase game the other day, and, you know, we got some guys moving around, and we have a bunch of guys we're excited about, and Coach Thompson's going to have them ready.
Are y'all dealing with money much at all at the Division II level?
Not. You have bits and pieces,
but nothing
compared to what you watch. And when I was in the compliance world, you know, I'm sitting there watching all these things change, and I saw the writing on the wall, and it's gotten totally out of hand.
It's a mess. Out to our right, Justin, is a Trans Am, and it's the one, Roger. What is the addition that is? It's the Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
without the T-tops.
Yeah, it is, but somebody brought it up. Brad, of course, that was back in when we were all in the, 1976 or 77. Yeah.
That was it.
If you had one of those.
Still looks cool.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
My uncle had one. Then.
Oh, does he? Yeah. It's,
it was cool. He doesn't anymore.
Yeah, point of status. Now, Brad and I played together. I always tell the story. Roger, you've heard me. Justin, you may have it. When I came into to Arkansas, I didn't know anybody. You didn't know the history of Arkansas football. And you came in, and there was also Mark Calcagni, the Calcagni name, the brother of Ron Calcagni, and then the
Lance McCann,
whose father or grandfather was – like the second overall pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Nobody knew really, you know, much about you. Everybody was talking about Calcagni and McCann. And all of a sudden, it didn't take long for Lou to see how hard you were throwing the ball and how far. Get to the old offense.
Don't do that to me, Basil.
You came in as a freshman, knocked out Tom Jones, who was a starter. As a freshman, came in. And you remember the first time you went in to relieve him during a game, what game it was? The freshman year?
Was it Houston?
I don't know.
I think it was Houston. Of course, I was down there, no helmet on. I was down far end. I think I'd never get in. I start hearing that, hey, Taylor. I couldn't find my helmet. Couldn't do anything. Went there, but it was at the end of the game at Houston. Then I started the next week at Rice.
You started. How about that? What was that like? What was that like for Tom Jones to lose his position to you? He was a senior at the time. What was that situation?
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. And believe me, I was kind of scared to ask him any questions, but he offered up, you know, to do this, you need to do this, and do that. Went from the receiver, the defensive back, and one week, and the four-string quarterback to the next week I was starting.
Yeah, that is so crazy.
So,
and you, the thing about you is that, man, you could throw, you had a rocket of an arm, and you knew that. I mean, that, and that's what Lou saw.
Yeah, and got in trouble every once in a while, too, for trying to throw it a little bit farther, a little bit harder. And of course, I didn't know, and...
You came out of Danville.
Came out of Danville, right down the road from here.
Yeah.
Both of my parents graduated from Dardanelle. They're both Sand Lizards. So I played Dardanelle in high school. I always had at least three cousins playing on the other team. So I had reunions. I had to win where I could brag a little bit. Yeah.
You, was your best game that freshman year in the Gator Bowl, in the Hot Fog Bowl?
The Fog Bowl.
It was 307 yards.
Back then...
That was a lot. Yeah.
You know, when you had Jesse Clark and Gary Anderson in the backfield, you didn't have to throw too much.
That's right. But Derek Holloway had a big game
that way.
But remember,
Derek.
Roger, Justin, I don't know if you've ever seen video of that. Mm-hmm. Even the video, it was hard to see anybody on the field because it was in Jacksonville, Florida. The fog had rolled in, you know, and it was right there on the stadium, right on the beach, basically.
That guy, we walked out. I remember Coach Holtz asking about it. It was getting down low, you know, he said, I never come down below that. Don't worry. We come back. We couldn't even see anybody in the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally not see across the field.
No.
Yeah, we were wondering how you could even catch a bomb, but I think Holloway had a couple of those. Yeah,
63-yard. Yeah, he had a couple of them. So,
of course, you make the transition, obviously, from Holtz to Hatfield. And you went from a throwing arm, really, to now you were running the wishbone, if you
wishbone,
will.
Wishbone, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Go from Holtz to Hatfield anyways is a bodily shock.
Yeah.
Going from those two.
Anybody, I've always said this, if you were a quarterback under Lou Holtz, you could handle anything because he was so demanding and rough
and
harsh.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you got through that. They couldn't do anything on Saturday that you hadn't already seen or hadn't actually buddied out for or anything like that. So you were pretty ready on Saturday.
You, Kevin Scanlon, Ron Calcagni could handle anything on the planet if you've had to deal with Lou Holtz every day at practice for, you know,
I'm sure
year.
When he passed away, he probably still had a little bit of my butt in back of his teeth.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
But you're right. They if you screwed up on Saturday, you must have done something really bad that you didn't already get in trouble for on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What was your best memory? Of course, that game against SMU where, you know, Shebess had like 15 receptions.
Yeah.
Before, you know, that was obviously one of the great receiving days in the history of matter of fact, I think he had the record.
I was throwing balls away sometimes on some of the sidelines, and he was catching. Good pass, Saturday, good pass. She was hell. I was trying to throw the damn thing away.
Yeah. Shebess is a guy that wasn't the fastest, right. But he ran great routes, right. And he right. Never dropped a ball.
And you knew where he was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I threw a bunch of them 10 yards before he was supposed to be there, and I'm just saying he'll be there. But I had to get rid of the ball, and he was always there.
What was your best memory from a game standpoint, maybe your worst memory from a game standpoint?
Getting a start, you know, like
as a freshman.
As a freshman and coming on off the field after we'd beat them, and of course, I didn't think anybody damn would be around there. And there was two of my high school coaches and their wives were sitting right there where we ran out, and they were
really
hollering
cool.
At me when I ran through. And that was really cool. Hell, they even started crying on that. And of course, I've had a lot of bad memories, some of the bad plays, but it was, I think I had more good memories than I did bad. So
you gave them to Razorback fans more good memories than you did bad.
Well,
I can tell you that.
And,
well, you
well,
did.
What's the population of Danville?
Or back then, it was 1,700.
So Justin can relate to that. He's from a Poland that has 290 people.
Yeah.
And so, Justin, you can imagine all of a sudden somebody from Poland, which may happen, and there's some kids in Poland that may be playing for the Razorbacks one of these days, to be able to go to a game, Roger, you know, and you're
it'd be huge.
2A Danville is starting quarterback for the Razorbacks. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment.
For example, my era, the town next to us, in Malvern, when Madre was up there on the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like everybody in the surrounding areas were like, oh, yeah, that's our guy, you know. So I got to experience it a little bit. It wasn't Poland, but yeah, it's a big, big deal, man, to these small towns.
But, you know, when you're from a small town, you don't think about going up and starting anything. I was just lucky enough, blessed enough to get a scholarship to go to university. But just watching running through, coming out in the A for the first time. Oh, man. You know, I even stopped and got run over just to listen to them to get, you know, we're really doing this. So it was a fun experience.
You also were a good baseball player, too, right?
Yeah, I played baseball, yes.
Yeah, he was an all-around athlete. And even though your stature, you're not a big guy. But, again, rocket arm, you were savvy. High football, high sports IQ. That's another thing. But anyway, Was you running Buddy Seabass? Is that what you
were? Oh yeah, James. We were both pretty slow, so we matched up pretty good off the field as we did on. But yeah, he's a good guy.
We just lost Coach Holtz, and Coach Hatfield's in his 80s. You know, Roger, all those guys on that 64 national championship team.
Unbelievable.
You know, we're not going to have them much longer, including Jerry Jones, who's coming to the touchdown club, and so. I don't know about you. I'm very honored to have played for both Holtz and Hatfield because two different kind of guys.
Like day and night.
Yeah.
Day and night. And there's some points every once in a while that you didn't like, but it was good.
Well, let me ask you this because I've never asked you, but since you're both here, you can answer it. Because the one thing you said about everything you did Monday through Friday, was baby crap. That was the stuff. Saturday was baby crap. But the thing that you said to me was you were prepared.
Right.
That's what it tells me that you were prepared under Coach Holtz. Were you prepared under Coach Hatfield?
Just
the preparation on Saturday was done.
Well, what was amazing about Coach Holtz, you can't coach everybody the same. No. And he knew what buttons to push on everybody on that team.
Yeah.
And there wasn't no across-the-board coach everybody the same. He was brilliant at that. I mean, he knew me. He had to grab me by the face mask and spit in my face, which he did quite a bit, to get me going.
Right, yeah.
He knew that.
Yeah. Right.
And
Well, listening to you talk, and then, of course, we know what arm he comes from or lineage that Holtz comes from, being with Woody Hayes and all that, almost mirrors that. Well, I guess Coach Hatfield, would you say from Coach Broyles? Similarities of both men exist from whoever they were under.
Yeah, some great memories, and especially the small town connection. And back then we had more Arkansans playing on the team than what you have now. You don't have transfer portal. You don't have that core. Central had like four or five. We had like four guys, five guys from Central High School alone.
Even coming out of Texas, they were coming to our.
I did want to mention. My mother says, by the way, she loves hearing you.
Well, she's great.
Yeah, Billy Ray. Obviously, you and I played with Billy Ray Smith, two-time All-American, couldn't be blocked, still holds a tackle for losses record in yardage. That was a shocker to lose him at 64.
Yeah, I lived with him a couple of summers at Fayetteville.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had a black Trans Am.
Oh, did he?
We had the T-top off. Back then, I was young and dumb, didn't know. And I said, I'm with Billy Ray. I got to ride around and stick my head out of the top. But, yes, he was like I said, I don't think he's ever been blocked. And he was a good guy to follow.
He was truly one. He was a two-time All-American, and he was legit. He had a solid pro career, nothing like he did, I think, domination-wise, like he did in college. But yeah, really tough for us to lose a guy to dementia. At that age of 64. Yeah. So, and I will say this, now Christian, you're father-in-law, you have much respect, but I will say this, Brad Taylor, there was no question, Justin, he knew how to have fun, he knew how to have a good time.
He tells us about that quite a bit.
Does he?
Back then, I was
hearing his voice. I like it.
With this way, baby, he'd be sticking his head out the window when he's going out. Basil would still be in the truck.
Yeah, listen, I'm president. I'm president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's what I'm doing. But it's okay. Right. I love my boy. I love my boy BT. I love James C. Best. And just say,
yep. But he was there on the field. You've always said, come Saturday. Yeah.
That's right. Playing. Of course, Andy Upchurch was my roommate. Of course, he was a center for you. And so, what a great guy he is.
He's a great guy.
I mean, think about this. You got a chance to play with two different offensive lines. You got a chance to play with Upchurch and those guys. And then you go back to Steve Court, Jay Beckett.
I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah,
Jay Beckett, Steve Court, Ron Trusty, Alfred Muhammad.
I mean, that was a really great offensive
line. Those guys can play now.
Steve Court, strongest guy in football. Of course, he was juicing, which a lot of people were doing back then.
Everybody was doing that. We were playing Texas that freshman year when we beat a
Portland. Kenneth Sims.
Him, that was the big deal all week long. And I got to go in that game, and Coach Holtz, the first thing he said, just do a good job, keep your head in. No, it was, if I see anything rolling around that damn football field, it better be your head, not football. What do I do? I'm home with the first snap. And Steve Court picks it up, brings it back to me, said, I'll keep him off of it. I said, okay, I don't need enough. I was getting the hell out of Dodge. Looked up at Sims, it looked like a mountain standing over there.
It was a great war, and the court got the best of him. I think, too, one of my great memories is, even though we didn't win the game, is that Texas game in Austin where we were down. And it was 84, I think. It was down like 17 or 20 points, and we come back. Justin, you and Roger, I don't know if you remember that game. We came back, and you threw a pass to Jamie Luders, and he got – this was in Austin. He got to about the two-yard line. Would have won the game and fell short of it. But that was a great game. We just came up short. We didn't beat Texas very much. We beat them in 81.
That's right.
They should have beat them – you were already gone in 85, right?
Right.
We should have beat them in 85. And so, of course, you know, SMU, you know, we were dealing with the NIL before there was NIL.
They started the NIL a long time ago. They had some players.
So Christian, you're married to Brad's daughter. What's Brad's daughter like? What's your wife like? What does she take from Brad?
Got the looks from me, I tell you.
He's right here.
I mean, that's the thing.
Anything you want to say?
They're different, but like the way that they handle like pressure or whatever.
He's not phased.
Like I can tell Brad, I'm like, hey, we need to be here at this time. Well. You'll come in 5 minutes before we're supposed to leave, and he's moving at the same pace, but guess what? We're always going to be out at 5 minutes. Like, it always is going to work out. That's his thing. And, you know, when we were doing that campaign stuff, that was the thing that he'd always tell me, hey, it's going to be fine. Whatever happens is fine.
And you ran for state office, state rep this past year, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't win. It was so close.
Yeah.
How close was it?
So it was 21 votes. And
out of how many total?
Man, you're going probably about 20 or 3,200, I think.
So out of 3,000 votes, it came down to 20. You lost by 20 votes. And did you learn something from going through the process?
You want to know something? You know, if you get into something like that, you have to be prepared to lose. And so one thing that I've realized is the thought of losing is way worse than actually losing. The sun's going to come up the next day. Yeah. Everything's going to be okay. And you know,
you're a young guy. How old are you, by the way?
29.
So you're 29, so you're running against older. Your opponent was much older. Yeah.
And you know, one thing, and I love my opponent. Like, he's a great guy. But also the way that I kind of looked at it is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so now I've learned a lot from that process. And, you know, it's not if I'm going to do it. It's going to be when I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And the next time, you know, I'll have a good plan. And we'll be excited about it. And, you know, with us losing by 21 votes, the way that I look at it is we have something.
Yeah.
You know, we have something there. So we're going to just continue to keep being involved and doing the right thing.
Good for you.
If you just joined the show, we're here in Dardanelle because we're supporting the celebrating the Mountain Evo Chicken Fry. This is this Saturday. It's the 79th version. And even though you're a Danville guy, I know you guys support everybody.
My parents both graduated from Dardanelle Sand Lizard. So, like I said, we're just right down the road, and a lot of great friends over here. So.
Now, you were All-State in football. Were you also All-State basketball, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you All-State baseball?
I can't remember that far back, but probably was, man. What are you talking about? and actually, that was one of the deals. Coach Holtz was supposed to let me play basketball or baseball. Because I was offered, you know, I could have played both of them.
Because you would have played for DeBryan, too.
Yes,
and the whole said no.
No, because spring practice and stuff was going to get in the way. And he was making every excuse in the world. And
he said no.
Yeah.
How about that, Roger and Justin? You know, you're good enough to be the starting quarterback and also good enough for Norm DeBryan to want you on the –
So,
will you be a pitcher? Will you be a pitcher?
Yeah, of course.
Joe Klein's listening. Of course,
Big Joe. I love Big Joe.
Joe said Brad Taylor signed with the CFL and had a Corvette and offered me a ride home from the gazebo one night. I couldn't fit in the vet. One of the saddest days of my life. But thank you, Jesus.
So he got him, and his head was way over the top.
Wow!
It had bug marks on his forehead if he'd been going down the road.
He had changed a bit.
No.
That's, you know, that Roger and Justin. That's what to me. My experience in Fayetteville, the games were obviously a key part of it, but man, the friendships that you have, and most of the guys we know have changed a bit.
That was an era where it was a whole lot of fun. It sounds like the relationships.
Yes.
I would have been more with Brad and as far as behavior than I would have you, Brad.
So. I know. It's okay.
But it was a more reasonable fun.
Yeah.
Go out and have a couple of beers. Now it's guns, drugs, and everything else. Now it's got out of control.
Well, we hear it all. Somebody's asking on the Middleton Heat near text line, and I don't guess we did that. But we always hear Bass talk about you or Klein or some of the other folks. But we never asked this question. What was your first impression and your impression of Bass? You just told us about waving. You were partying. What do you think?
Oh, man.
I love him just as much now as I did back then because he hadn't changed a bit. Like we were talking, he hadn't changed a bit. And I know... I said, Baz, I need 100 pennies by tomorrow at 12 o'clock at ample amount, you'd be there with 100%.
There's no doubt. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's
not changed, and he hadn't changed a bit. And I was just fixing to say, you know, it's hard to become that close in 4 years because I'd never met Basil before in my life.
Yeah.
In four
yeah.
years. You only got 4 years with him most of the time. And,
right.
and getting to be friendships like that. That's
but
like,
let's be honest, that's more than you needed.
Well, I mean,
I tried to figure that out.
About 3 hours ago. I don't know about this. So, who was, so from a fun standpoint, besides Sheevast, who was the, do you think the guy, if you were going to go out on the town, who was the, it probably could have been an older guy, say your freshman or sophomore year, who would it have been? Would it have been Scott Reed would have been.
He'd been in the backseat, but Mike Erie had been.
Mike Erie!
He'd be the one driving
wow.
the car.
Wow.
Erie,
I don't think Erie's changed.
He hasn't changed one. Like we're saying, he ain't changed one bit.
He still likes to have fun.
He still likes to have fun, and he'd help you in a heartbeat, and that's like I said, that's what I remember about. You remember a bunch of great games and bad games, but I remember the friendships more than I do anything.
Who was your quarterback's coach?
I had Coach Lee.
David Lee. Yeah, and then
used to come get me every morning at 7 because that was my senior year. We were going to start running the wishbone. So we have to lose some weight. We're going to start running that.
Wow.
He'd come get me every morning about 6 o'clock, drop me off about 3 miles outside of town, and I'd run back in, but he didn't know it after about 2 weeks. I said, "Here, you got to get me about it."
Yeah, Erie got it. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So glad to know that. That is awesome.
He had to come get me, Erie.
That is classic.
You know what? That's genius. That's a veteran move, bro.
We got to take a break. Hey, great to see both of you guys. And I'm glad your health is doing good.
I have to plug in for Christian. I've got a great son-in-law.
Yeah,
that's outstanding.
Yeah. I know you supported him when he was running for office and got his toe in the water, and now he's ready to dive in.
He's ready to dive in. The best two things they ever gave me is my two grandbabies, 1-7, 1-3, and it's just, they've done got my little finger wrapped plumb around them. And
awesome.
So there's some good things come out of it.
Christian, great to see you again.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Arkansas Tech.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a great season of football and all the other sports that you deal with, too. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, and let us know when you're ready to run for your next position.
We'll do that.
BT, thanks, buddy. Love you,
thank
man.
Thank y'all, guys. Yeah. Love y'all. Y'all, like I said, y'all are great to listen to. And like I said, the friendships, we all count on him.
Amen. Awesome. All right, when we come back, Tom Cotton is going to be calling in. I don't know if he's in D.C. I mean, he's pretty
interesting. Well, he's not stopping by.
No, he's not stopping by.
He can stop by Bucky's. He can't come by here.
You can tell him.
I'm going to let him know. I'm going to let him know.
You know where you stand, though.
I know where we stand. Bucky's is Texas.
But he can't be here. We have got a crowd out on the patio. There must be 25 or 30 people out there. Been coming in and out getting breakfast. So don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute live from Darnell.
Life and everything in between with Shelter Insurance. Find a local agent by calling 1-800-SHELTER or at shelterinsurance.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football got a late addition via the transfer portal in Liberty safety Brylin Green. Green was part of the 2022 class, which will allow him to play a fifth year of college football. He was a three-year starter for the Flames, recording 5 interceptions in 2023. He's the third fifth-year player the Hogs have added as former Razorback Caleb Wooden and Dartmouth safety Sean Williams also called the Hogs. Williams, however, could be ineligible due to conferences coming out to implement policy to forbid professional players from returning to play college. The Big Ten was first banning those players in football. The SEC followed suit, banning players in football and basketball. The ACC is said to not be far behind in this movement. Williams has signed a contract and went through rookie mini camp with the Titans this offseason. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is going to be an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for a threat of damaging wind from strong and severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early this evening. But before the storms do develop, it's going to get hot and humid, a high of 97 today. It's a 50% chance of rain this afternoon and this evening. Overnight, we'll have a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
The summer is more than halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26-year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing a ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available. Just like the founding of our great nation, if you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho. Think UAMS.
Grammy Award winner Darius Rucker. Friday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Saracen Casino Event Center, Pine Bluff. Darius Rucker live in concert.
Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Honey, honey, honey.
On sale now at Ticketmaster. Darius Rucker, produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Everybody, I'm sleeping with you, huh?
No.
Well, that explains it. That's why these people treat me like some dime store floozy.
No,
they think
not.
I'm screwing the boss.
That's not it at all.
Oh, and you just love it, don't you? Gives you some sort of cheap thrill, like knocking over pencils and picking
up tables. Sure, now let's don't get excited.
Get your scummy hands off of me. Look, I've been straight with you from the first day I got here, and I put up with all your pinching and staring and chasing me around the desk because I need this job, but this is the last straw.
All right,
no,
let's just sit down.
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse. And up to now, I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up. But I'll tell you one thing. If you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine. And I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot. Don't think I can't do it.
Such a great line.
Yeah, I remember that line because it's such
that
a great line.
It's
an iconic line, if you will, if I can throw that out there. But I remember just, it's one of those things, you remember certain things in your life, and I remember my dad laughing at that line. I didn't understand it at first until he started laughing at it. I get it now.
Yeah, it's so good. That's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. 9 to 5.
Yeah, Dabney Coleman, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin.
It was a good flick.
I thought so. And I'm not just saying that because of the passing. And, of course, this song is from one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm putting it on the Mount Rushmore. I've got a John Wayne movie, a Martin Scorsese movie, and a Dolly Parton.
Well, you're wrong.
Best Little Whore. Yeah, Best Little Whore.
You said you're wrong.
Well, you're wrong.
Is that a line from a movie, or are you just saying he's really wrong?
No, that's a line from Rick.
Oh,
he said that's my pick.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it, Justin.
Okay, Christian.
Sorry, Bob.
Was that not blatantly obvious what I was referencing?
I understand.
I'm starting to think Justin. I'm crazy over here.
No.
Well, you are, because I'm wrong.
I'm wrong a lot.
Yeah.
I respect your opinion, and I think you were just trying to hold me. Listen.
No, literally yesterday, Rick told you you were wrong about a Mount Rushmore. And you go, well, it's my opinion, it can't be wrong. Okay, sorry. Maybe I'm the one who's out of it. Sorry.
No, listen, you fit right in. Are you crazy?
Hey, so real quick.
thank you.
And I know we've got Jay Holland, who's the AD over at Darnell here, but Tom Cotton is supposed to be calling Jay. And so we got to, if that's him, we got to take him. A lot of comments, by the way. I don't know why this sounds. A lot of comments on Brad Taylor. Great segment with Brad Taylor. What was the other? Oh, my gosh, we love Brad. What a great segment.
He'd be a great weekly segment.
Yeah, he was. He's a funny dude. He's a funny guy and very passionate. He was a great teammate. And again, those kind of personalities are what make it fun. You know, I always say Roger and Justin, guys like Joe Klein. You know, imagine Joe Klein being across the dorm from me. I mean, you know, in the same hallway or whatever. Or we walk down, I see him in the bathroom. He changed a bit. Although he's, you know, he played on 9 NBA teams or whatever and won a world championship.
He's a champ
and a gold medalist.
Yep,
so,
yep.
Christian, is that Tom?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. And what we're doing today, it's all about Darnell. Of course, you got the Mount Nebo Chicken Fried this Saturday, the 79th edition of it. One of the well-known residents of Darnell is one and only Tom Cotton, our U.S. Senator. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm good. It's glad to be on. Glad to be talking about the chicken fry. Many old fond memories as a kid.
Yeah,
we're here this weekend, too.
Yeah, we haven't seen you. We've had you probably, Roger, I think we had you back in studio several years ago. I know you're super busy, but Roger was really disappointed.
Really disappointed, Senator, if I may.
You made it to Bucky's, but couldn't make it by here today. But he is going to be on the Mount Nebo.
Well, now, and if I'm not mistaken, you were also this past week, weren't you at Summerwood Sports Family Market with the Hendricks family? Were you there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
With Family Market, with the Family Market grocery stores, the Hendricks family, were you there at the Summerwood Sports as well in Benton?
I was not there. I was not there.
You were not there.
At the Bucky's.
Oh.
I was at the Bucky's, though, and I got to say, the Bucky's opening might have had as many people as Darnell does.
There's no doubt. There is. I thought he was at the Family Market. I apologize.
So, Senator, tell us what it was like growing up Darnell, obviously before you became a national figure. I know that you were a tall, lanky. I don't think you played football, but you played basketball, right?
I started specializing in basketball, in junior high. When I was a younger kid, you know, I played football through seventh grade. I played baseball through Little League. But once I started, I realized I was going to be a little bit taller than most of the other kids and had a chance to play in high school. I started focusing on basketball, so I played that through junior high and then started all 3 years of high school. But Darnell was a great place to grow up. I had a great aunt and a grandmother in town, and I spend most summers with them riding bikes back and forth between their homes, going down to the riverbanks, hanging out with my friends, playing wiffle ball, playing pickup basketball. Then, of course, grew up on a farm just outside of Darnell, where my folks still live, but always enjoyed the chicken fry. Nice to go up on the mountain. You get a few degrees cooler than you do down in the valley.
Sure.
You get to go to the swimming pool, you know, play hoops up there. See all the hang gliders, which always mesmerized me when I was a kid. The guys just running off of Sunrise Point and gliding out across the valley.
It is, and I don't know, we got to send that picture to Justin, Roger. Senator, you know, whatever time of the morning it is, when those clouds come up and you basically looks like you could walk out on a bed of, you know, clouds, it's remarkable. I think it's one of the most beautiful scenes in the state. It's very unique and it's really beautiful. It's amazing that this tradition of the chicken fry has been going on since 1948.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. It always attracts families and kids from not just Darnell and Yell County, but all across the region and the state. I'd encourage all your listeners, if they have a chance to make their way to Darnell. Like I said, it's a little bit cooler up there. The park is in great shape. You know, there's been a lot of improvements over the last 10 years or so. The trails have been improved. Now it's good, not just for running, but for biking and also hiking as well. Cabins are probably all sold out, but you know what? If they're not, you should look into getting a cabin. If not this weekend, and some other weekend. We don't do as much as we used to, but Ann and I used to love to get a cabin up there and just get away for a weekend, get away from all the busyness of the political world and relax up there. But it's a beautiful little island in the River Valley. So I encourage everyone, if they get a chance to come out this weekend for the chicken fry or just enjoy Mount Nebo State Park whenever you have a moment.
We're visiting with Senator Tom Cotton. We were making the point, Tom, we were over at Hope for the Hope Watermelon Festival. It was their 50th anniversary for that, you know, for that festival. And you look at the names who come out of there, Bill Clinton, Mac McClarty, Mike Huckabee, and more. And you guys have done pretty well for yourself here in this community as far as notable people. Yourself, a U.S. Senator, John Daly, who is basically an international figure. He's known all over the world. And James Lee Witt, who was obviously head of FEMA under Bill Clinton. So there's been some pretty well-known. You guys have got something in the water here as well, Darnell.
Maybe so. I definitely am number two at best behind John Daly in terms of international celebrity. But yeah, he's something else. He was a great golfer, and he's been a celebrity for a very long time.
Are you? I know you're a basketball guy, but do you get? Have you follow the Razorbacks or any of the other schools in the state? Obviously, you got a new coach, and Coach Silverfield. We had him at the Touchdown Club the other day. Or do you have time? I know you're in the middle of a heated political race, but do you have time to get ready to watch some football?
Then before you answer, Senator. I was just going to say before you answer, there's only one team in the state. He's trying to be politically correct. I don't have to be.
I try to follow them as much as I can. It's been a while since I've been able to make it to the game. But, you know, I reasons for optimism, I think. Coach Silverfield obviously has a very distinguished pedigree. He did a great job at Memphis. And he's got a lot of great new talent coming in. I mean, this is, you know, unlike in the olden days, you know, when you have a new coach come in and they have a lot of players that were from the previous system. We have, what, something like 75 or 80 new players.
Right,
And it really allows him to imprint not just his system and style of play, but his culture as well. And I always think that's good for a football program. So it's been a few rough years, but I'm optimistic for the Razorbacks this fall.
Well, it's interesting, of all the things, obviously we see you on the national news, you know, you're a national player when it comes to a lot of the political themes that people are dealing with and are talking about. And one, oddly enough, is football. In Congress, and in this bill that's on both sides, both the House and the Senate side, trying to pass to help out the mess that college sports, especially football, is dealing with. What are your thoughts on the bills there on the Senate side, and you know, expectation and thoughts on what that bill might be able to do if you could get it passed?
Yeah, David, I think we're moving in the right direction on it. I expect that we're going to vote on it next month when we're back in session. Something needs to happen. Because it's not just football and basketball, the two big money making sports. It's often also all the other sports, you know, sometimes called the individual sports or the Olympic sports. There's a moment when we almost lost tennis at Arkansas. I think that was a big wake-up call. I remember talking to Coach Calipari about that and how much he had heard from his fellow coaches around the country that they didn't want to see sports like tennis, like golf, like track and field, like volleyball fall by the wayside because the revenue skew was going even more to football and basketball as it had been. So I think there are some reasonable steps that we can agree on between the two parties, and also that will probably benefit the fans as well, limiting the international eligibility, for instance, from people who have been professionals overseas. That's something that Coach Calipari and I have talked about a lot, about controlling the number of kind of unlimited transfers. So there's some degree of continuity. I mean, right now you have more continuity, for instance, in Major League Baseball or the NFL than you do in college football and college basketball. So when, you know, you get excited about signing a freshman, or as the case may be, getting one transfer in, and then you know, okay, this is someone that I can follow and I can celebrate with my kids for 2 or 3 years. Like, I can buy a jersey for my son of this player and know that he's going to be able to wear it for the next 3 years. I do think there are steps that we can take. We want to make sure that we're protecting college sports, that college athletes are being reasonably compensated, and that we're giving all the opportunities at all the schools, not just University of Arkansas or the other big SEC schools, but the smaller schools across the state as well, to offer a full suite of athletic programs for student athletes.
Yeah, I we didn't have that. I think you probably, when you became a congressman or U.S. senator, rather, I don't think you saw that. You had that on your bingo card to be dealing with
the
college sports
all.
Mess. Yeah, it's amazing. Talking with Brad Taylor, my old teammate, in the simple era that we played in, where you didn't get paid, you just got an education and you got a $25 washing check to do your laundry on the weekends. That was it. But you know what? We had a great time and have great memories, and I wish we could. Hopefully all this will be put into check at least a little bit, so I appreciate the effort that's happening on the Hill.
These kids nowadays don't realize what they are missing out on.
Yeah,
all they're thinking about is how much am I going to get paid?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of those relationships like you have with Brad and Joe and those guys, they're not going to exist in 30 years. They're just not.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. Yeah, the kind of unlimited transfers year after year after year. Again, I think it kind of, as I mentioned, I think it really disrupts fan enjoyment of the team, where it's hard to have a rooting interest in specific players, and especially, you know, like if you take your kid one of the open practices, you get some photos taken, you get signatures, and then the player is gone in the next year. So I think the continuity is important for fans. But I think, David, as you mentioned, it's important for players as well. I mean, we've all heard the stories in professional sports about the disparity and friction that can be caused. You have a couple superstar players who are making eight figures, and you have a bunch of players making league minimum. It's one thing when you're talking about grown men who are in their late 20s and 30s. I mean, here we're still talking about young men and women, 18, 19, 20 years old. And frankly, there's also a lot of opportunity for exploitation by unscrupulous players in the field who are, you know, taking too big a cut of the monies that the players are getting. They're not setting up these players for success by reminding them, like, hey, you know, this is money that may not be there for the next 40 years. Like, you need to be mindful about how you're going to spend this money, how you're going to manage your taxes, how you're going to invest for retirement. I mean, you've got a skill that allows you to be highly compensated when you're in your late teens and early 20s. That skill is not going to be present for the rest of your life. And you're going to have to do something else to make a living and support your family. We should be putting aside a nest egg here and allowing it to grow. I mean, unfortunately, I think a lot of players just aren't getting that kind of sound advice unless they have it from their parents or they just, you know, have a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah, well said, for sure. I do want to say, speaking of parents, as we let you go, Tom, that your parents are salt of the earth people, great, great people, and I know they're so well respected in this community. Your sister's outstanding, too. You got a great family, and I know the folks here in Dardanelle are proud of you and appreciate all that you've done and accomplished and more to come. And we appreciate you jumping on with us. So we just wanted, since it was sort of going to be a day about Dardanelle and the Chicken Fry Fest, and we got to get Tom Cotton on. And so we appreciate you in the middle of your crazy race to join us, man, for sure.
Glad to do it. Thank you very much for the kind words about my family, and hope everyone enjoys their time in Dardanelle. Hope everyone can come out to the Chicken Fry this weekend.
Awesome. All right, Tom Cotton. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, born and raised here in Dardanelle. So sorry about that, Jay. I forgot we had him calling in at 8:30. And that's something that, you know, here we are, you got all this stuff going on in the world with our country, and yet, you know, our politicians are having to deal with, having to try to work on a bill because we can't figure out how to get it done without some help. This is a fascinating topic that who would have thought 10, 15 years ago, hey, somebody told you 20 years ago, hey, 20 years from now, we got to have to lean on Congress to give us help in how to handle college sports. Like, what? Right. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's exactly what it has become. So,
how about the craziness specifically nowadays?
Yes.
I mean, with the this new
today
2020 deal. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. 2022 rather.
Yeah, it's the 2025 five for five.
I mean, there's football tomorrow. There's football tomorrow, and nobody knows who's on their team or who ain't. It's crazy.
Right. Mark the tape there, Chris. That's exactly right, Justin. You're exactly right with that. Yep. So.
And that's why when you bring up we're going to get the government involved with football, all I can think of is Joe Klein.
That's right, Joe. All right, we'll come back. Let's take a break. 8:49. We're here in Dardanelle. Beautiful day today, right on the Arkansas River, just over the Dardanelle Bridge. We'll come back and visit with Jay Holland and some other folks. Got a lot of folks in the 9 o'clock hour. Everybody that we had today that we don't have today, we're going to have tomorrow. Joe Nichols will be at Luxury Pool and Spa tomorrow. Joe Klein, Craig O'Neill.
Jim Huffman, is he bringing chicken?
We could ask him.
I don't know if he's here. We can ask him.
Listen, he's got to cook for about 3,000 people this weekend. Yeah.
Maybe he can cook for 3,010.
Did Glenn Campbell do a duet with Dolly?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. What about Johnny Cash? Mm,
No.
No?
I don't think so. Don't believe so. I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't recall either. All right, yeah, we continue to talk about Dolly Part 2. Hey, listen, a lot of people are going, man, you guys should get a segment with Brad Taylor. For the football season.
We should.
He's a hoot. You can imagine what he might be like on a Friday or Saturday night out of football season or Thursday night, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, he ain't changed a bit. No, he's not as crazy as he used to be, but his personality is exactly the same.
Yep,
all right, like don't go away. 8:50. David Basil for my good friends at Oaklawn and Hot Springs. If you're looking for a great getaway right here in Arkansas, Oaklawn and Hot Springs is the place to be. I've spent plenty of time there, and they continue to raise the bar with everything they offer. Right now, Oaklawn's got their Boats and Bucks 3 giveaway going on through August 29th. You can earn entries for a chance to win a brand new 2026 Icon VLS 20 fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. And here's the deal. You can rack up 25 times the entries on Mondays and 5 times the entries on Tuesdays in their 24/7 smoke-free casino. The grand prize drawing is Saturday night, August 29th, and you must be present to win. While you're there, enjoy more than 1,500 slot machines, live table games, outstanding restaurants like the Bugler and Oak Room and Bar, and even a little relaxation at the Forbes 4-star Astral Spa. Get all the details, book your stay, and learn more at oaklawn.com. It's Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
Attention riders. Is your motorcycle insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your motorcycle insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated motorcycle insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. There are hundreds of five-star reviews. Can't be wrong. Get a free, fast motorcycle insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. McGee Insurance is located on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your motorcycle insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Okay, Arkansas, let's settle this. Who has the best wings in Central Arkansas? Find out at Wingstop Saturday, September 12th at Simmons Bank Arena, where local restaurants will fire up their best recipes for one delicious competition. Sample incredible wings, enjoy cold drinks, and cast your vote to help crown this year's Wingstop champions. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.com in the arena box office. Come hungry.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
All right, 8:55. I only got a short segment here.
What's this? Dye my
hair. Who's that?
This is Hard Candy Christmas.
Maybe is that Dolly?
No. A
few of the ladies.
Gosh, I love the song.
Yeah,
she comes through. Sure, this was only from that Christmas special each year I was talking about.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Well,
gotcha.
It's from Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, too.
Jay Holland joins us. Just got a couple minutes left here. Jay, good to see you this morning.
Absolutely.
What were you going to say about Tom Cotton's dad?
His dad has been the announcer here for 39 years, I believe.
Wow. PA announcer for 39 years.
For football, yes.
Things good at Darnell?
Things are good.
Football program, 14-1 last year, state championship game. They lost that one, but at least you were there. First time ever in the state championship.
First time ever in the state championship, absolutely. It's, you know, it's an honor. It's so hard to get there.
Yeah.
It's so, so hard. You have to have luck on your side, and obviously you have to have talent to get there. And it's a very special moment. Those kids will never forget it.
Is football by far your the most successful program you've got? What about basketball, baseball?
Basketball is a very successful program as well.
You mean it's like, say, championship level?
We could possibly be there this year.
Okay.
I mean, that's the expectation. As far as baseball, we've got a good baseball team coming up.
Okay.
Golf?
golf is doing good this year. That's not that they didn't do bad.
So
we had a match out there, as a matter of fact, yesterday, and we did win it. So,
right on. Congrats.
Golf's doing extremely well. Got some kids that hopefully can play at the next level.
Women's sports, men's sports, all the equal in success.
Everything is going the right direction. I've been very pleased.
Roger, you know, he used to be a mascot. And he's offered to help your sand lizard mascot learn some moves.
I was the Hot Springs High School Trojan Chicken.
There you go.
That's what I was.
Is that a fact?
Apropos.
Yes.
That's right.
Wow. I missed that.
There's one photograph of me. Just as there is that one photograph of the old Sasquatch, blurry, where he turns around to the side. There's a picture of me dressed as a chicken for the Hot Springs Trojans.
Jay, anything you want to say real quick about your supporters here in this community and what kind of...
They've been super. They have absolutely been super and fantastic. Our fans show up for... It doesn't matter what the event is. We have great fan support.
Yeah.
And I will say this, too, because it comes from parents. I know that our kids are, I would put them up against anybody as far as politeness. The yes sir, the no sir. I mean, it's automatic coming out of their mouths, and that comes from, you know, it comes from the school district, but also comes from good parents.
Well, you've got one of our favorites working for you too, Julie Stokes.
Make sure, Julie.
Tell her that, Julie, you passed on the 6:30, but you did come by to say hello later on the show, which okay. We're glad. Great to see you, Jake.
Me too, Julie.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck Friday night with
thank you.
The season off. All right. We've got a lot of show coming up in this last hour.
A lot of show.
Don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need